Today on Real Life Radio.
This is true love. Not to leave you where you're at. God's true love is to pick you up from what's drowning you and take you out of it and put you in a whole new world and a whole new life and a whole new place. And God says to you, I love you unconditionally. What does that mean? It means that you, if you have been a murderer, an abuser, you go down the list. There is no sin that's beyond Christ's ability to forgive. Not one.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. What if the rapture happened tomorrow? Are you prepared? In Dr. Charles C. Ryrie's enlightening book called What You Need to Know About the Rapture, you'll dive into the profound truths that unravel the mysteries about this pivotal event. This September, Pastor Jack Hibbs invites you to explore this month's featured resource and gain a deeper understanding of the end times. In this insightful book, Dr. Ryrie addresses key questions about the timing, the significance, and the surrounding events of the rapture, offering clear and straightforward explanations that really simplify complex topics. Whether you're a seasoned student of prophecy or just beginning that journey, this book is an invaluable resource.
This book will help clarify the confusion that surrounds the doctrine of the rapture. You know, Jesus taught it, the Bible teaches it, but do you know it? Get a copy for yourself.
What You Need to Know About the Rapture by Charles Ryrie. It's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called Anchored, a Study in 1 Peter. And today's message is called The Christian Life, Part 3. You know, the Apostle Peter was, of course, one of the 12 disciples of Christ, and he later on became the leader of the first church. There were times when Peter failed the Lord, that's true, but he learned that Jesus loved him, even in the midst of failure. Now you see, here in Part 3, Peter tells us that Jesus offered himself up freely to die on the cross in our place. Now, as followers of Christ, we can experience His love on a personal level and love others with the love that He has shown to us. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that our obedience to Christ means that we're under His influence, and to obey Him is to be empowered by His love. Now with his message called The Christian Life, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Isaiah 55. Verse 6 and 7 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. That verse is awesome. I love that verse, but it also causes me to have great concern for maybe someone who's not a Christian. Notice it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. That means time is running out. Call upon him while he's near. It implies he may not always be. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Someone say amen.
Amen.
You guys, first service just shouted amen at the end of that. Now, I don't know if first service is a bunch of sinners and they were glad to hear that verse, but that's good news, ladies and gentlemen. The God of the Old Testament and the God of the New is saying, I'm standing here right now ready to pardon you of your sin. Just bring it to me. And only a fool would hang on to their sin. Only a fool would hang on to it. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 12. Psalm 119 says, how can a young man, oh father, dad, give this to your son. How can a young man cleanse his way? Here's the answer. By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. You see that? Obey God. To love God and to be loved is to understand that his commandments are good for us. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. That is wonderful guidance for any one of us. The second thing that we see under this is to obey is to be under God's influence, to yield ourselves in this loving relationship with God. That's what Peter is talking about. Notice he says, that is to be, we are to be under his influence. Verse 22 goes on to say, through the Spirit. In other words, how is this going to happen? Let's be honest. You may be here today saying, I can't give up that thing or that person. All God is asking you to do is to agree with him. Whatever it might be, it has a hold on your life. Verse 22 says, through the Spirit. It's impossible, but through the Spirit. And you come to him and you say, Lord, by your great Holy Spirit, I need your power. I recognize, I confess that this is wrong in my life. I want to be a true Christian and live the Christian life, but I can't do it. Peter says it's through the Holy Spirit. And notice, in sincere love of the brethren. Now, this is an action-packed statement. It's powerful because the presence of the Holy Spirit in the life, listen, everybody, the Holy Spirit's presence in the life of a Christian can actually be monitored, observed. In fact, you could know who a real Christian is. Jesus said you'd know them by their fruit. The greatest thing, you don't need to go and look at all kinds of fruits. You can look at the fruit singular, and it's love. Everything else comes out of that. And you can know if somebody loves God. Number one, listen, their doctrine will be biblically correct. Second is that the fruit of the Spirit will be there, and that's love. They will love. And the Bible says this sincere love will be of the brethren, to love one another. Now, people will say, well, you know, this is a big church. How do I do this? It doesn't matter if the church is big or small. Gosh, this is a silly song in my head. I forget who sang this. But those of us who go way back, remember that carnal, it's a very carnal, terrible song. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with, that's very, very terrible song. It's a terrible song. But let's convert it right now for this message. Stop looking at the size of this service and say, I can't love 3,000 people sitting here. Of course not. Listen, if you can't love all 3,000, then look who's near you. See, a lot of people come to a big church to hide in a big church. Some people use a big church as an excuse. Well, there's so many people involved, they don't need me. No, believe it or not, big churches don't have all that many people involved because everybody else thinks that everybody else is doing everything. All you need as a Christian is one brother or sister to reach out to in Christian love. How you doing? You know what, last service, this couple, they drive from South Orange County. Okay, that's something by itself, but you know there's a couple that comes here, they drive from San Diego. I don't know if I'd do that if I were them. But this one couple I'm talking about, they come first service from South OC. And they began to leave the church. They said hi to me, and then they were leaving the church after first service today. And then I was coming back into here to second service, and the man comes up, and he says, you know what? I know this sounds corny. Don't think I'm weird, but I feel like God told me to come back and give you a hug. And I said, okay, right on. And he gives me this big hug. And I mean, he's squeezing me. And it was real. And then he pulled away and he looked at me and he just said, you know what? I'm just so grateful to be here because I've been dry. And since we've come in here, we're waking up. And I said, you have no idea what you just did to me. You have no idea what you did. He's tall. I said, you had no idea what you just did to me. I said, I don't care how the rest of the day goes now after this. You just made my day. Why, what happened? God did something. And listen, God wants to do something with you in your Christian life, to love on one another, in sincere love. The word sincere means without wax, sincere. It means unpolluted love. It implies that we once had polluted love. By the way, you know the world doesn't have love. Sad, sad world. It breaks your heart, doesn't it, the world? Its definition of love is so... It's veneer. You know, I can't think of anything more cheap than veneer. It's veneer. It's cotton candy. You bite into it and it's gone. And God offers you real love. Love that you can take in and out of the hospital, in and out of the work, in and out of relationships, in and out of business, in and out of leisure. It's everywhere you take. Wherever you go, the love of God goes. As a believer, because of your Christian life, everywhere you go, grace goes, mercy goes. Wherever you go, you're the agent of that by the hand of God. You don't need to look at thousands. Just pick somebody. Imagine if all of you, now don't do this. I'm just suggesting, imagine if each of you now trying to leave the parking lot after service lets the other one go first. You do know what would happen. Nobody would ever leave the parking lot. We want you to be kind to a point, but do get out for third service to arrive. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, no, after you. It's like those two little chipmunks in the cartoon. After you. No, 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 after you. Oh, no, no, after you. Okay, just give the person a salute and then take off. You know, go for it. But be kind and tenderhearted one to another, you know? Loving. I encourage you. You know the cross, the sticker that goes in the back of the window you can get at the church office for free? Just grab it. It's just a cross. It's cool looking. Slap it on the back of your car. I'll tell you why. After this sermon, everyone should have one on their car. Because if you run out of gas or you get a flat, chances are someone from this church or from this region, they're going to drive by you. And there's somebody from our church. Number one, if you see someone pulled over with the sticker, get out and love them. Don't drive by and say, oh, look, everybody, there's somebody from our church. Let's pray for them. Let's pray that God sends them some loving, obedient Christian. No, you do it. You love on them. Yeah, but you know what? No, do it. Do it. Watch what happens. To love the brethren sincerely, without wax. The word is without wax because the ancients, they would have these idols. Some years ago, we were on a Holy Land tour, and we had an extension in Corinth, Greece. It's horrible. I mean, wonderful, but it's horrible because for thousands of years, they've had these carts, these vendors, and they have all these idols from ancient Greece. And what they would do is that you could buy these idols, and you can wear them around your neck. There's some bigger ones. You can put them on your mantle or on the dashboard of your donkey or your chariot or whatever you had. But they have them, and they're horribly bad, grotesque. But let's say, for example, you took Athena or Jupiter or Zeus, and you bought them from a vendor. And you take them home, and you put them in the window of your cottage or of your house there, and the sun comes up, and here's Zeus standing there, and you see Zeus, his arm just starts to melt and fall off. And you, what happened? Well, you were sold to bum God. You got an insincere God. It means that he was made out of stone, but the craftsman broke off the arm somehow. So to sell it to you, the sucker, he melted wax and put it back on, and it looks like Zeus, and it seems okay until he gets in the heat, and the heat exposes the fact that part of him's fake, and it just begins to fall off. And the Bible says that you are to have sincere love for the brethren. And that's something that is practiced. We have to practice our love. We have to practice our agape love for one another. And that is a love, listen, that is a love that God desires you, the Christian. Now, wait a minute. How many of you are Christians again? Raise your hand. Yeah, okay. God gives us this love. We can't buy it. We can't get it. He gives it. The Holy Spirit who resides in us is it. We turn and we begin to live our Christian life. As we extend ourselves or open ourselves up to ministry opportunity, you see the sticker on the car and you pull over. God's love steps in. You will have unexplainable compassion towards someone. Unexplainable care. You will actually say something that is uncharacteristically not you. And you're wondering, what? What's going on? God has taken over. The agape love of God. It's a love that's not of this world. You know, there's a long list. I'm sure I'll mess them up. But there's phileo, love. There's a storge love, love that a family has, storge. Phileo, brotherly love, Philadelphia, phileo. That's where that comes from. There's eros, erotic. And then there's the love of God. Agape or agape, we would say. God's divinely imparted love. He only gives it to Christians. It should be the mark of the believer. We should be the most loving people on earth. Always speaking the truth, but the most loving people on earth. Listen, I pray that God the Holy Spirit worked in the void from my mouth to your heart. Remember 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11, that list? I hope you heard it come across in a way that was direct in truth, but loving when you heard the end of it. Nobody condemned you. Nobody chastised you. God says, this is the problem. It's in your life. You need to be washed. You need to be justified. You need to be sanctified. In the Lord Jesus Christ, God is saying, come to me.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
The other day, we saw this new Jurassic Park movie. But my daughter, she loves all these Jurassic Park things. And she said, you can't see that movie until you see the first one, whatever. And there's a scene, and I want you to think about this, where it doesn't matter which Jurassic Park you see, there's always a dinosaur just like this far away from somebody's foot or face, right? You know what I'm talking about? And there's always somebody going, come on, go, stop, don't look back, go, come here. Why? Because the guy's going like this, and then there's some guy running like this, and then you see this T-Rex coming, right? And I want you to think about this, and I mean this reverently. Imagine Jesus saying, come to me. Come, hurry, come here. Why? You're going, why, what? Have you ever seen somebody when you go, duck, and they go, why? That's never good. If somebody goes, don't go down the road. Well, why can't I? Just don't do it. Find out later why. So imagine Jesus saying, come here, hurry up. How old are you? See, it's irrelevant, but I'm just going to ask. Are you 15 or are you 95? It's irrelevant. We could have an earthquake. The air conditioner could fall on your 15-year-old head right now. Your time's up. It's true. Is it not true? Well, you know, listen, you could go any moment. And Jesus, listen, the Holy Spirit is saying, come here. Why? Behind you is a T-Rex of sin. And in his mouth is hell and fire. You think it was hot last week? He's a T-Rex with flames coming out of his mouth. And Jesus is saying, hurry up, because you have no guarantee about tomorrow. His truth is saying this to you, come and live the Christian life. That's what he is announcing to us. To obey is to be under that influence of his, and it's a love influence. And then finally, at the end of verse 22, so we'll make it through the verse today of verse 22. That's as far as we'll get. The Christian life loves to obey is the fact that to obey is to be empowered by love itself, by the very love of God. He says, love one another fervently with a pure heart. This is remarkable. It is that word agape, the highest form, the greatest expression of love, God love, unconditional love. Isn't that what the world is seeking today? Isn't it something? Isn't it amazing? Hey, doubter, skeptic, listen up. Isn't it amazing that if you could rub a lamp and have a wish come true. If you're halfway smart, one of those things would be a desire or a wish that you're loved unconditionally. Everyone would love to be loved unconditionally. It is humanly impossible. At best, our human love is flawed. God in the Bible. Everyone listen, the God of the Bible is the one who revealed to humanity the meaning of this word, I love you unconditionally. Listen, it doesn't mean he looks the other way because you are in that list of sinners. It doesn't mean that he overlooks you because of love. This is true love, not to leave you where you're at. God's true love is to pick you up from what's drowning you and take you out of it and put you in a whole new world and a whole new life and a whole new place. God's love transcends humanity, transcends this world. It's supernatural. And God says to you, I love you unconditionally. What does that mean? It means that you, if you have been a murderer, a rapist, an abuser. You go down the list. There is no sin that's beyond Christ's ability to forgive. Not one. But the slightest sin is pulling you down into the grips of hell. Why? Because you fail, you refuse to bring it to him. He's saying, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. And you're saying, why should I? But what you bring to him, God is faithful. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Love one another. Are we not to be forgiving of one another? When they repent, listen, your friend, your husband, your wife, they're to repent and then fellowship's restored. Love one another fervently. The word fervent is with hot hearts. It's kind of cool because the word means, you know, in fact, this is the meaning of the word. You see what I'm doing right now? What do you think's happening? Heat. It's getting hotter. Really hot. When you and I fellowship with God, we have a fervent heart. We come out of our time with God with fervency. If you don't fellowship with God for a few days, a week or two, have you noticed how sloppy your life gets? Have you noticed how loose control you have of your thoughts? Huh? Isn't it amazing? I'm talking to the Christians right now. I'm talking to us. But isn't it amazing how good God is that just turning back to him in this instant of time? Isn't he so good? Have you never? Oh, this is terrible to admit. Don't tell anybody this, but my mom, little tiny Portuguese. I mean, she's in heaven now, so she's fine. But my brother and I, regarding this, how God is not like this, how God is not like this. My mom, being Portuguese, didn't speak much English. She had a temper. And when my brother would just push the limit, my brother and I pushed the limits too far, you would hear the kitchen drawer open up and slam shut. You know what that meant? By the way, we had no screens on our windows. We had no screens on our windows. It means my mom would be coming down the hallway with a knife. She would be coming with a knife yelling at us guys. We had a great home. It was amazing. And we would either jump out of the window and take off, or it was all a show because she was so short. If she wanted to, she could have hurt us, but her love wouldn't work. We would just hold out our hand on her forehead and she's swinging at us. It was terrible. Listen. God does not hold out his hand at your forehead and taunt you or frustrate you. He doesn't play games with you. He doesn't do that to you. He will never in any way put a stumbling block, a trip hazard in front of you and come into him. Never. He'll never cloud the way. If you but slightly turn in his direction, he says, come here, come here, come, 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 come. Fervently.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called The Christian Life, Part 3. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Anchored, A Study in 1 Peter. It's a series that takes us through the life and times of the Apostle Peter, whose love for Jesus Christ carried him through great persecution and whose compassion for others still inspires us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey, everybody. Obviously, it's back to school time, and that means from preschool to university. And so these children, these adults, these young adults, they're going to be exposed to some of the most tremendous challenges in these educational pursuits. And we need to pray for them. We need to cover our students with prayer every day. And so there is the concern about the gender issue, the woke issue, politics, truth, what is science, safety. All of these things now have crept into the educational process. We need to be praying for our children at all levels because they're are either going to be indoctrinated by the world or they're going to be educated with a biblical worldview. And it is up to us to pray for them. Let's pray for them. Father God, watch over our students. Protect them. We know that there's an attack against the hearts and minds of the youngest of our students. We also know that there's an attack to intimidate our junior high and high school children into submission. And Lord, we know that there's an attack against our university students to throw off all that is true and all that is right to adopt a new system of thinking. Lord, we pray for discernment, we pray for wisdom, and we pray for courage for these young kids and for these young adults as we live in the days of deception. Give them hope in Jesus' name. Amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.